And He gave them everything. He was there with them. And in their flesh, they failed. That's what we do. But you see, He was going to the cross because He knew He needed them. He knew that each one of them needed His Spirit to have the strength to get through. He says, the flesh is weak, but the Spirit's going to come upon you, that you're going to be strong enough to get through it. I just felt that God, that He died on the cross to give His life, that His Spirit can empower us. We have to pull from that power. That's why He gave it, that we don't have to fall asleep, that we don't have to be weary in our walk with Him, but we can be empowered because He gave us His Spirit. And even though it looked like every one of them, except for John, and even it says John did, and I don't know the whole thing on that because John was there at the time, but he said all of His disciples deserted Him. They left Him. They abandoned Him because of fear, because of doubt. But something was happening behind the scenes. Listen, I want you to know that's why we have to be in the Spirit, because we cannot understand the things of God outside of the Spirit. We have to be in tune with the Spirit of God. We have to be awakened to that so that we know, Lord, what You're doing behind the scenes and trusting Him in things that we can't understand, things that we can't see, that we have doubts and fears sometimes, but God is in control. Hallelujah. God's doing something. Come on. God's doing something in the midst of them, just like He's doing with us, that we trust Him in the Spirit. And we say, God, Lord, this will come out in the Spirit. It'll come out. It'll be released. If I walk in the Spirit, I'll see it. It will appear. Hallelujah. It will appear to me, and I will understand it someday. The disciples stood back, and eventually, even after Jesus ascended, and they said, wow, we missed it. We missed it. He was always there. He had a plan. God's got a plan for you. Come on, amen. God's got a plan for you. And we need to grab hold of it in the Spirit and say, God, I'm going to stand on Your Word. I'm going to stand in who You are. I'm going to walk in the Spirit. Amen. Children, go to classes. Thank you, Janie, for that. Let me have that. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I got a couple scriptures. I started out, and I felt like God was really telling me that we were going to go in, like last night, about David being anointed king. And God adds two things sometimes, and you just got to walk with Him and trust Him, not trying to find it, but God added on to it. So He put this in my heart today, and actually just when I was sitting in my office, because this scripture came to me in my thinking, and it reminded me of this. And if you read it sometimes, to us it might not seem like, sometimes you read scripture and then I'll read it and you'll understand what I mean, because you'll read it and you'll say, you know, what does that really mean? You know what I mean? Come on. I mean, that it doesn't make sense sometimes in certain areas, but then all of a sudden it will. Amen. The closer you get and the farther you get sometimes to the Lord, the closer you get to Him, sometimes there's things that you didn't see before. That's what's so beautiful. Keep walking with God, because there's things that you have doubt about before, but you walk with God. Those things were revealed. You'll never see them if you stop. Come on, amen? You'll never see them if you stop. Judas stopped. He stopped. He stopped his journey. If he would have just waited. Come on, amen? If he'd have just waited one more night. Come on, amen? One more night. You're going to go through a night season, but just wait one more night, because the morning's coming. Amen. Resurrection is there. Amen. That resurrection life that He's given to us, hallelujah, is before us. And so this is, First Peter 3:18, I believe. Yes. For it is better to, if we do, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Amen. This is. I want you to see that we couldn't do this, what we do, in the flesh. And so many times, I want you to know that any heaviness and weariness comes because the flesh is leading us. I'm being honest, because the Spirit is life. So when we don't feel that life, something else is leading us. And it's our flesh. That weariness, that dryness, that emptiness, that I don't know if I feel like it. Come on, I don't know if I... Come on, and we got to press beyond that place. Amen. We got to, as saints of God. We have to. Why? Because if not, I want you to know that it's by the Spirit, hallelujah, by the Spirit of God, by the Spirit of God that's revealed, hallelujah, to the sons of God, to people in the world. It's the Spirit of God that will reveal. And I want to get ahead of myself because I want to see this. Amen. He says, so being put to death, but quickened by the Spirit, quickened. I just love that because it's quickened. There's a quickening. A quickening. Man. Just a quickening. And just let's just let that just sink inside you. That God, I need quickening. I need a quickening. I need to be quickened. I need to be awoken, stirred, God, in what you have for me, God. I need to be quickened. And it says, and by which also we went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah. Like a figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. Not the putting away of the filth of flesh, but the answer of the good conscience towards God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, letting Christ arise. Amen. Say, let Jesus arise. Who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels, authorities, and power, being made subject unto Him. Amen. For as much as He hath suffered, this is in 4, the flesh yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of this time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. He's declaring now you don't have to be a prisoner to the flesh. Hallelujah. Listen, we were. He says, but you don't have to be a prisoner to the flesh. Listen, I want you to see this and understand something. That we have to recognize that there's an appearing of Christ. That there's an appearing of who He is. We need to let Him. Say, let Him. Let Him appear. Come on, I talk about this a lot. And I want you to know because it's real. That we let, come on, our flesh appear. Come on, amen. We let whatever's in our heart come out. Whether it's the lust or different things in our heart, anger, different things, we let that appear. So what you're letting appear is that flesh. So we have to let Christ appear. Amen. So if you're letting your flesh appear, that means that there's Christ can appear. He can appear. He can show up. Amen. He can show up. I want you to know that we come tonight. Hallelujah. That I just stood there. That she came. She brought a song. That song ministered to me. Amen. It let Christ come forth out of my heart because something was quickened in me. Amen. Not like I wasn't ready, but something stirred even more in my heart. When I heard those words, something quickened in me. Something grabbed hold of it, appropriated it, grabbed hold of the word and said, man, I need this right now. And I let the Spirit lead me. Come on, amen. That's what we do. And today, I was standing there. Sometimes you're doing your job. You're working. Come on. We all go. I'll have jobs. We do our jobs. And I'm down there working with a guy all by myself. And there's another guy working. But it was just me and this one guy all day. He's telling me how his marriage is broken. He's telling me all this stuff. I'm like, I didn't ask him. It doesn't say pastor. Counselor. But I want you to see something. I want you to know. See, I'm gloating on God. Amen. Come on. Amen. I'm telling you this is what you have in you. And he said to me, he said, listen, I don't know what it is about you, but you carry, there's something different about you. He says, and all he said was, you're just so nice. But you know, listen. See, I want you to know that I can let my flesh appear. Come on, amen. When your back's hurting and you're not feeling it and you're on downtown Pittsburgh laying brick by yourself, But I want you to know that I just saying, walking that day and say, God, I'm going to let you appear. I'm going to let you hear. He needed Jesus to appear. Just show up. Come on, amen. How many people do that need? Thank you for letting Him appear in you to bring those songs that you gave those songs. Letting Him appear. Letting Him appear. We need the appearance of Christ. Amen. So many times that's the problem that happened to His marriage, because His flesh appeared instead of Christ appearing. See what I'm saying? That's why we fail in relationships. That's why we can't always get upset when someone fails you, because they just didn't let Jesus appear. We can't get mad at God, because He died on the cross that flesh doesn't have to appear no more. So it was that person's weakness that we all have, though. We're not judging. We're saying that we choose what we're going to let appear. Amen? We're going to see what shows up. Amen. The Holy Spirit's going to be there. We're going to let Him arrive. Listen. Here's that scripture. And this has been bashed the wrong different directions. And saying what I said, I want you to hear it now from this. It says, now. He says, we beseech you, brethren. This is in 2 Thessalonians 2, 1. He says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Jesus Christ and I greet you by the coming of Jesus Christ. Listen, do you hear that? I greet you by the coming of Jesus Christ. I beseech you. I pray. Hallelujah. He says, I pray you know, hallelujah, brethren, by the coming of Jesus Christ and by the gathering together unto Him, The coming of Christ by gathering unto Him. The coming of Christ by the gathering unto Him. Hallelujah. As you gather unto Him, there's an appearing of Christ. Amen. Do you hear this? Listen, I'm going to jump over to 1 Peter. You don't have to go there. 1 Peter 1:7. I'm just going to throw these scriptures out to you because they come to me here. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold. Listen. This is why he says, do you ever see this? You're the trial of your faith, Randy, being precious. How many of you go, oh, my precious trial. No, I say crappy. Seriously. But he says, my precious, precious. Is that a misquote? Being much more precious than gold. Gold, that perish. He says, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Christ. Listen to me. Here's the thing. Do you know what stirs it on? Is in the midst, hallelujah, of your trial, there can be an appearing of Jesus Christ. We can choose. I want you to know, because that's that moment right then, what we are going to walk through, what we're going to do, how we're going to deal with it at that moment. Come on, amen. This is the doorway where people step into, whether it's into drugs or alcohol, or whether it's into the place where we lose our relationships or we break off or we betray people. There's an opportunity right there, amen, that you have the trial, that you're going through something, and what you do with it at that moment, hallelujah, is powerful, because it can be precious, because in the midst of it, Christ can appear. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They were in a fiery trial. But guess what? Christ appeared in the midst of them. And the king stepped back and said, what? We're going to name this day the Lord's Day. We're going to change everything. Throw out that old, whatever we've been worshiping, get it out of here. Because this is God. It wouldn't happen without a fiery trial. See, they had an opportunity to let Christ appear. That's powerful. Think about it. So when you're going through your trial, you're precious. I just need to learn to say that.
Come on, amen, because I'm just like you. I don't really like to say that. He says, all right, amen. All right, let me go here. He says, now the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the gathering together unto Him, attaching to Christ. I wrote right here, attaching to Christ. That you be not shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Don't be shaken. Where's your hand? That the appearing of Christ is at hand. Whew. I don't know about you, but my hand's right here. Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's at hand. The Bible says the kingdom of God is coming sometime. No. What does it say, Roberto? It's at hand. It's not some other day. See, the enemy wants you to say, just put it off. You're okay. Don't worry about it right now. No, it's at hand. And he says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except, this is where I want you to get this, I want you to hear this, except there come a falling away first. Now, I've heard this preached, and it's not the way I'm bringing it to you. That the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, the son of destruction. There has to be a falling away first. Listen. There has to be a falling away of that old nature. The devil's been dealt with. The only thing that empowers him is our flesh. Letting him, giving him authority, giving him place. Don't give the devil place. Why? Because he doesn't have place unless you give him place. Don't give him place to appear. Don't set out the good china. Get a comfortable chair for him. Shut the door. He said there has to be a falling away first before there's an appearing. Now what I'm telling you this is our flesh is falling away. There has to be a falling away first of our flesh before there's an appearing of Christ. There has to be a falling away first, and then there will be an appearing of Christ. There has to be a falling away. Do you hear what I'm saying? There has to be a falling away. We have to let those things fall away. We have to let them fall to the side. He says that the fallen man has to fall. Listen, do you know what we do? We prop him up like a scarecrow. We really do. We carry around a corpse. No longer I that liveth, but Christ liveth in me. We keep propping up that old man. Every time we give place to our flesh, we prop up that dead man. We give him opportunity, place in our lives that we shouldn't. But there has to be, for the appearing, a falling away. Amen? And that man of sin will be revealed. Listen, I want you to know that when there's a falling away, all of a sudden, I want you to know that when Christ appears, you realize what you've lost. Here's what I mean by that. Do you remember when you got saved? Do you remember the emotional, the way that it felt, the way that it overcame you? Amen? Something happened. There was an appearing of God. Something took place inside you. Something quickened within you. It was the Spirit of God. Amen? That's what took place. That you were awakened. That you came alive in Jesus Christ. That old man, you could look back and say, wow. And people would say to you when you first get saved, I lost so many friends because they're like, why I didn't want to do what they did before. Not because it wasn't like I was living by, it was like inside me, this appearing of Christ, something within me. Come on, amen. There was something within me that was Spirit of God was quickening me, stirring my heart. And I could literally look back and see my old self, that old nature. Say, I don't want to be that no more. I don't want to be there no more. I don't want to be at that place no more. That's what happens. says, and you see it, the son of perdition, the son of destruction, that thing that destructs the flesh, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God. This is the temple of God. Come on, amen. We are not to let the flesh sit in the temple of God. The enemy sit in the temple of God. Amen. This is the temple of God. And he says, and so that he is, sitteth in the temple, showing himself that he is God. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. I told you these things. And what did he tell them? You are the temple of God. That's what he's declaring them. You are, I've told you this. You are the temple of God. And he says, for the mystery of the iniquity of sin doth already work. Only he who know letteth will let until be taken out of the way, till he's taken out of the way. It's going to continue to happen until he's taken out of the way. It'll continue to happen. You're going to walk in your flesh until he is falling away. Amen. Till you let Christ arise. There's going to continue. And he says, and when you shall the wicked one, and that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the Spirit. See the trial that I said? When that we go through the trials in the midst of that, when you let Christ appear, he also is consuming, hallelujah, that flesh. And he says, with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness. You ready? The brightness of what? When he appears, there's less of me and more of him. Like those words said, unless you meet me. Unless you meet me here. Come on, amen. Unless you appear. Unless you appear. Everything else doesn't matter. I want you to know, I hear people talk about legacies and all this stuff, and I've always said, man, why don't I like have this desire for like writing some type of book or this. Not, that's not like that's bad. I'm not saying that. But you know what my heart is? Come on, amen. I believe this is this church. Is do you see Jesus? Not that you remember me, but you remember Christ in me. That's what matters. Come on, amen. That's what matters. I don't need a monument. You know, listen, those people that have these plaques, God bless them. How many of you know what's the name of that person on that plaque? Anybody? Not one person. That's legacy. Now, I'm not belittling. I'm not. But what I'm saying is, what matters that's eternal is Christ. Whew. Did I let him appear? What kind of legacy am I going to give my wife and my daughter and my church? Jesus. Am I going to let him appear? Because that's what they need. Am I going to let him appear? Amen? At his coming. And he says, remember not. He says, even him who's coming and after the working of Satan, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all powers and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness, I didn't know that was a word, of unrighteousness, and them that perish because they receive not the love and the truth that they might be saved. They didn't let it. Come on, amen. They didn't let it. They perish because they did not receive the love and the truth that they might be saved. They may be saved. We're not just saved. Come on, amen. I've been saved. Come on, I'm being saved till I'm totally saved. Amen. I want you to know that old man's dying. Come on, amen. He's being put away, and I pray that there'd be an appearing every opportunity that we have to let Christ appear. Amen. That old man begins to die a little bit more. He's dead, but I want you to know there's that separation anxiety that we have with that old flesh. Come on, he knows it's a comfy blanket that we hold on to. Listen, come on, amen. Until my daughter held on to her blanket, how old was she? 7. She held on to it. And listen, we knew it wasn't going to go away. Listen, this girl rocked her teeth. She could fit her thumb in between her teeth. Pretty much, right? No, you don't have to be that bad. But why? She was so dependent upon this thing. She was so attached to it. And my wife, you know, she...
let's do it. I was like, oh, it's okay. My baby, let her have it. It's okay. I really did. But she took that thing from her to never be seen again. Yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah. And then she says, I want my blankie. I want my blankie. What? And it was never to be seen again. Huh? She hid that thing. I even looked for it. But it was gone. It smelled bad. It was horrible. Like, why are you caring? But listen, I want you to know that that's what we do. We carry around. We look so foolish sometimes. That's why the Christians look so foolish in the world. They're carrying around a blankie. And they're grown-ups. It brought comfort. I had a teddy bear. Amen. Yeah. Until my mom just took it out and burned it. Trauma. I still have hard feelings. No lie, I could still smell that thing. Like some, I can smell it. Like it's... My aunt literally had to sew the stuffing in, out of pantyhose to keep the legs together. So it was it had legs that were pantyhose, you know what I mean? And I used to get abused by my brothers, but it didn't matter. That was my comfy. Listen, but I'm just making it plain for us to grab hold of the sea, that so many times that's what we do with our flesh. We hold on to it, that it only brings destruction. Come on, amen? It only brings things in our lives that we wonder why they're there, but because we let them. Amen? We let them appear instead of letting Him appear. Amen? That's good. I think so. And He says, that we might be saved till we're totally saved. You know, I just said that. And for the cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Listen, He gave them up to what they wanted. Amen. Listen, I don't want God to give, eventually say, all right, you have it, whatever you want. Remember the children of Israel? They just gave them, go ahead. If that's what you want, then go ahead. Amen. I'm not going to force what I have on you. I desire you to receive everything for you. I've showed you how much. But He gave them up to their delusion, to their own thing, their own thinking, their own destruction. He gave them up to it. He says, here. Amen? I know that's hard, but don't. It's true. That they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God. Amen. I love that. Amen. That's really like, oh man. He's like, they just do not want to let Christ appear. They want to stay in their old tradition, that old place. But He says, but we are bound. You're bound. It's in you to give thanks always for God. Brother and beloved, the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of truth. Wow. He's put it in you. Amen? Okay, now listen, I'm going to give you something to study. Just the last 10 minutes, I want to give you something, just honestly, and to put this in your heart. And the Word of God, they're not just stories. Come on, amen? He takes, in the midst of, just like with your life, it becomes an opportunity for Him to appear in your life. Amen? That we become the Word of God, begin made flesh. And your story, amen, expressed of God, an expression of God, amen? That's what He wants us to be, an expression of Him. Just who He is, of His nature, of His fruits, of all that He is. He wants us to be that expression. So all through the Bible, there's different places where that God took these and was either going to be an expression of it or going to be, somebody would go the wrong way. Amen? So we could see these opportunities and say, wow, this is what I want to do. Well, there was a young man, his name was David. Amen? But with always a David, come on, spirit, there's always the flesh. And that Saul was the flesh. So the Bible, Jesus, the Word of God shows us that there's this difference between an old nature of the flesh and the spirit. Here's Saul and there's David. So there's always those two battling. Come on, amen? Come on, just like we do, we can relate to this. That the flesh and the spirit, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, and we're dragging it sometimes, and we should just let it rot. Okay, so here's Saul,
And I want you to see that we need to have the heart of David. We need to have that heart because he had the heart of God. So you want the heart of God, you want to understand what David's all about and what was significant about him. We might be able to go into that next week, but I want to deal with Saul for a second. Amen? A couple minutes, and we're good. You all good? I just got started. She picked three songs. Amen. Thank you, though. I'm glad every one of them was awesome. So here he is. Listen, so this is 1 Samuel 15. And let me try to get through this real quick. And we know that God, I don't want to get into the whole thing, explain the whole thing, but I'm just going to give you the brief understanding that God had a plan for his children to be kings and priests, not to be ruled by a king, but to be priests and kings. Well, they didn't want it. Remember, they stood outside the tent and Moses was saying, he wants to visit you. He says, no, 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 you go do it. You go talk to God and then tell us what he says. That's not what God wanted. I want to talk to you. No, 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 no. I'm going to stay in the tent. Pastor, you go talk to him and then come back and tell me what he says. That's not God's plan. Unfortunately, the church has done that. Well, the church has done that, and that's not the heart of the Father. So here he is. This is. But then all of a sudden, they said they wanted a king. Okay, this ain't working for us. So we want a king. We want a king. We want to be told what to do. So, all right. So they chose Saul. This is the people's man. This is Saul. This is the one that they wanted. They wanted Saul because he was sturdy. He was good looking. He was, you know, kind of like, you know, those all those villains in the Bible or in princess movies. You know, which some of them. What's the one for Belle? What was his name? Gaston. You know what I mean? With the big chins. I'm just trying to give you a picture. Amen. Come on. So here's this Saul. He stood tall above everybody else. He was a warrior. He was strong. Amen. And that's what sometimes I want you to know, that that's what we think of our flesh. Come on. Amen. That is strong. It's powerful. We think that we get in that sense he thought he was so great. He thought he was above everybody else, head and shoulders above everybody else. He thought he was awesome. And the people told him he was. So when they told him about that, they told him how great he was. They told him how awesome he was. Do you know what your flesh does when it hears that? Loves it. We like to be told. Listen, we either hear from, there's voices in our lives, and there's three voices that we choose from. Man, God, and the devil. So we choose what voices we listen to. If we listen to man, the devil will whisper to a man that's in the flesh and try to puff up a man so he fails. Make him think he's more than he's not. Because don't trust in the flesh. Because I'm 50 now and I know that my flesh ain't what it was. But my spirit is. Listen. He says, so, and he went and he tells him, he tells Saul, Saul's really making, he's really missing it on all kinds of areas. He's not listening to what Samuel, the voice of God to Saul, is saying to him, telling him what to do. He's going different places. He's going to seances. He's going to hear things from different voices. And God's just frustrated with it. So he gives him a task. And listen, I want you to know that this is what God does sometimes. There's things that show up for either God to show off, amen, or for us to, and we'll fail if we do that. And this is what happened. He gave Saul the opportunity to do the right thing. But he told him, he says, listen, I want you to go, and he says, I want you to remove the Amalekites from off the face of the earth. Now, Amalekite means flesh. Literally means flesh. And their king was called Agag. He was a bad dude. Sacrificed children, all kinds of things. Fat guy, real fat. And not against, but it kind of, his flesh was expanded. All right. So, I'm going to keep going. So here's this big guy, And God says, I want you to take them out. Take them out. Every one of them. Don't take anything. I want you to sacrifice everything, get rid of everything, and I don't want you to keep anything. And what's he do? He takes the king for himself to look good for himself, to flop him around to say, look, I took the king. God gave you the strength to do it. And he turned around and shows everybody how great he is, and he kept his sheep for himself. These are going to make good gyros. So Saul was holding on to this stuff for himself, and God seen it. And then all of a sudden, he wonders why God's upset. I gave you something to do, and you didn't respond. You didn't do it the right. I gave you the opportunity. He lets us have, we give God the reins of our heart, or we hold on to them. This is what the difference between him and David. So here he is. He's standing there, and he's standing before God. Listen, here's standing before Samuel. And he says, Samuel said, what meaneth then these bleeding of the sheep in mine ears, the lowering, blah, 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 blah. And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen and the sacrifice unto the Lord God. He says, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. And Samuel said unto Saul, stay, I will tell you what the Lord hath said to me this night. And he said unto him, say on. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed you to be king over them? When you were little and nothing, God seeing you as king. And he said, and the Lord sent thee on a journey. He sent you on a journey. I want you to hear this and get this. He sent us, 1967, God sent me on a journey to fulfill his plans for me and to give him glory with my life. Just like Saul, he says, he sent me on a journey. Man, I want to connect with God with that journey. I want to be that expression on that journey. And he says, and Samuel said, thou wast a little while, and the Lord sent him on a journey. Go, and he said, go utterly and destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, the flesh. Fight against them until they all are consumed. This is a fight that you're going to have until it's all consumed. Till it all, there's a falling away. Till it's all gone. Amen. Till it's all burned up. Amen. The only thing that's seen is Jesus. Till the Spirit arises. Amen. And he says, and wherefore then thou didst thou not obey my voice, but didst thou, it's a word, fly upon the spoil and evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord has told me. I brought Agag, the king of Amalekites, and had utterly destroyed them. He says, but the people, this is where we get in. This is a great opportunity for Christ to appear. But what's he do? I want you to get this, because this is why people are rejected. This is why people hurt people, because of the flesh. He is the example of God. And the first thing he says is, the people. Remember Adam and Eve? God asked him, he says, she made me do it. See, the flesh will always blame somebody else. The woman you gave me. This is your fault. Thank you. See, that's what I mean. The flesh will try to come after God and say, listen, see, you did this to me. These were your people. See, that's how much God has entrusted in us. Say, I'm going to let you represent me. I love you and believe you that much. That's how much I believe in you. And he says, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. I've done it. He says, but the people, they did it. He says, the things that have utterly destroyed the sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in the burnt offerings and sacrifice, obeying the voice of the Lord? He said, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. It's better to obey than any sacrifice. Listen, what we try to do is we end up trying to sacrifice our way to God instead of just obeying God. 1 minute. And he says, and thou hast great delight in burnt offerings, for rebellion is as sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of God, and hath also rejected thee from being king. Listen, you rejected me, so I have to reject you. And I want you to get this. This isn't, in a sense, this is for us to see as an example too, also. That he's shown to us that God will not accept the flesh. He won't work out of that flesh realm, but only spirit. We have to let him arise. We have to let him. We have to appropriate. We have to grab hold of God. Attach ourselves to him. Amen? We have to grab hold of him and not the flesh and reach for the flesh. But the only way there's an appearing is we reach for him. And he says, and I wrote this down, Adam can't reign. Just like Adam speaks of born of the flesh, Jesus is the second Adam, born of the Spirit. Amen? Born of the Spirit. And he became king. Amen? He ruled and honored the Father's will. Adam couldn't do it. He was disobedient. It was in his heart from that. And he couldn't do it. The flesh cannot. You say, well, if Adam... No, no, no. God did not operate. He showed that I will not operate out of the flesh. Why? Because the flesh blames the people did it. And I can't let that happen. Because I want you to represent my spirit and who I am. So I won't do it through this flesh. I'll do it through a man out of the spirit. See what I'm saying? Out of a man through the spirit, though. Just like he did with Jesus. Jesus was in the flesh, but he was a spirit. Amen? He was in the flesh. Amen? And it says, and he said, Samuel, I have sinned. He says, and Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned after the fact. That's all the further I'm going to go with that, but come back next week, part two. But I think you get the understanding to keep reading it, because God goes into a place, and I want you to see the heart of the Spirit of God that he wants us to see. Amen? And he's always using somebody. He tried with Saul, but Saul failed out of the flesh. And so he showed David, and David chose the right thing. Amen? He chose the right thing. He chose the Spirit. And because of it, he was able to rule. Did he make mistakes? Yes. That's what's so beautiful about it. That even though he did make mistakes, he repented. And he came back to the original design the Father had for him. This didn't work for me. He's seen a falling away, and he wasn't going to go back and pick it up again. That's the difference. When you see the falling away, you don't go pick it up again. Say, no, I want to put that back on again. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you, God. Just pray to God, Lord, that we just take this word of encouragement, God, Lord, and just let it quicken our spirits. Hallelujah. Lord, for that's all that matters to God. I pray for an appearing. I pray to God, Lord, as we take these words and these scriptures and let them just resonate within us. Let it quicken within us, to God, Lord, that we stand up, God. Stand up and let you appear. Hallelujah. That we sit down in the flesh and let your spirit, the Spirit, stand up in us. Lord, we give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless somebody.